Ramsey TV.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. In the body of Christ, this is Martin Zender. There are many of us in the body of Christ who, over the years, have speculated as to whether or not we will be aware that the snatching away is about to occur. I never got any indication one way or the other in the scriptures until now. And the question I'm going to explore today, again, is whether or not we living members of the body of Christ will be made aware before it happens that this epic Aeonian event is about to take place. I can tell you today that I believe the answer is yes, and I'm going to tell you why. This is Martin Zender. You're at MZ TV. Welcome to the show. Now, I must preface this by saying that what I'm about to tell you is speculation. I have a suggestion of it, a whisper in Scripture concerning this. But I don't know this for a fact, and I'm not telling you this is gospel truth. But man, is it exciting. And when I saw this, it was electrifying. To begin with, let's go to a passage we're all familiar with. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Now we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are reposing, lest you may sorrow according as the rest also who have no expectation. This is not a mere hope, the snatching away. It's an expectation. For if we are believing that Jesus Christ died and rose, thus also those who are put to repose, that is, the dead in Christ, will God, through Jesus, lead forth together with him. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we, the living, who are surviving through the presence of the Lord, the parousia, the coming of the Lord. This is the secret coming before he comes to Israel, should by no means outstrip those who are put to repose. In other words, we're not going to be snatched away before the dead in Christ. In fact, listen to this, verse 16, the Lord himself will be descending from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the chief messenger, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall be rising first. Thereupon, we, the living, who are surviving, shall at the same time be snatched away together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we always be together with the Lord, so that console one another with these words. When the trumpet sounds, we are not going to hear the trumpet. The trumpet is for the dead. Let me read this. The Lord will be descending with a shout of command, the voice of the chief messenger, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall be raising first. The trumpet is for the dead. I've explained to you before that sight is faster than sound. We will not be changed at the sound of the trumpet. We will be changed at the casting of an eye. At the casting of an eye. We read about this in 1 Corinthians 15. But it's very interesting that the dead in Christ will be rising first. Why is that? Because this is the way God wants it. But is there another reason? Now I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. Concerning the members of the body of Christ, Paul sets forth the human body as an analogy of how the body of Christ is. The human body obeys all the impulses of the brain, the head, the mind. There's a vital connection via the nervous system between the brain and the nerves of the rest of the body that controls everything. So Christ is our head. You see where the analogy comes in here. Christ is the head of the body. And the body, Paul compares to the many parts of the human body. The various members of the body of Christ are compared in an inspired analogy compared to the human body. And we are the parts of the body, and Christ is our head. So we have a vital connection with the head, but we also have a vital connection with each other. And here's a verse explaining that. Verse 26, 1 Corinthians 12. And whether one member is suffering, all the members are sympathizing. Or one member is being esteemed, all the members are rejoicing with it. This is a miraculous, interconnected, living, vital organism called the body of Christ. And I have told you many times that I don't believe that I can find true happiness in this life, in this eon number three, knowing that other members of the body of Christ are suffering. I really believe, I feel the corporate pain of the body of Christ. And yet when someone writes me and tells me that they're enjoying some great blessing, or they've come to a realization of the truth, or they've passed along the evangel to a friend, I'm rejoicing with them. And then I quickly revert to being depressed. But how is this possible? Unless there is a vital connection between fellow members of the body of Christ. You may see where I'm going with this already. If you don't, here it comes. Here it comes. What could be a greater source of joy and rejoicing than these dead in Christ being raised? This is their Jesus Christ in the tomb moment, who woke up after 3 days, said, yes, God is faithful. Yes, God promised. Yes, this has happened. This has happened. So imagine this, because it's going to happen, because this is not a hope. This is an expectation. We expect the dead in Christ, because this is the word of the Lord, the dead in Christ will be rising first. What rejoicing there will be. We're talking about thousands and thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands, I don't know. You're well aware that I believe that there are very few living members of the body of Christ, because we're at the tail end of the apostasy and things are rough down here. But the dead in Christ, we're talking about the dead in Christ over a 2,000 year period. And in every era, God has had his people, his called out ones, the members of the body of Christ. For the most part, they're anonymous. The only ones we really know about are the first century believers with whom Paul fellowshiped. In more recent times, of course, we have known people in the body of Christ who have died. We know, of course, the Apostle Paul and his fellow workers. I've shared with you friends of mine that have died in Christ. We know A. Enoch and Adlai Loudy, and recently James Coram, all these dear saints who are going to wake up. They are going to wake up and realize and know. I mean, they realized that when they were alive, but here is going to be the evidence that God is faithful to his promises. They're going to be awake. Imagine this. Paul is going to be awake for the first time in 2,000 years, along with every single member of the body of Christ from that time to this. You talk about rejoicing? Now, because there is an interconnection between all members of the body of Christ, I now find it impossible to believe that this amazing event will take place, the dead in Christ rising first, and we will know nothing about it. We, the living members, we are as vitally connected to the dead in Christ as we are the living in Christ. Now, by that, I don't mean to say that the dead in Christ have been alive. Of course not. That's why they're called the dead in Christ. So we don't have as vital of a connection with them in their death state as we do the living members of the body of Christ. But these people aren't going to be dead anymore. They're going to be alive. There's going to be an instantaneous, the only way I can think of to describe it, an instantaneous electrical jolt within we the living, that The dead in Christ have been roused. They're awake. Paul is awake. Epaphras is awake. Tryphena, Tryphosa, Apollos, Priscilla, Aquila, Epaphroditus, Mary, Junius, all these beautiful saints. They are alive. And if the body of Christ members are rejoicing together, how will we not know? But we're still going to be standing on the earth in our mortal bodies, because the dead in Christ will rise first. Thereupon, we, the living, who are surviving, after the dead are raised, thereupon we, the living, who are surviving, shall at the same time be snatched away together with them in the clouds. Now, it doesn't say that we're going to be raising at the same time. We're not raised. We're not made immortal at the same time as them. We're snatched away at the same time as them. In other words, the dead in Christ will rise. And where will they be? I don't know. I think they will be in the air. They won't be subject to gravity anymore. They will be somewhere. And it will be like a staging area. They will be in some sort of staging area. Again, how can I possibly know the details of this? Thereupon, we the living who are surviving. Now, it's always been assumed by me that it will be almost instantaneous. The dead in Christ will be rising first. I mean, it can't be literally instantaneous, because the dead in Christ will be rising first. There's an order here. Thereupon. So how much time between the dead in Christ rising first and the thereupon? It doesn't, we have to read into the text to think that it's instantaneous. And for that, I refer you to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where the order of resurrection is expounded upon by our apostle. As an animal are dying, verse 22, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified, yet each in his own class, Christ the first fruit, thereupon those who are Christ's in his presence. So there's 2,000 years between Christ the first fruit and thereupon those who are Christ in his presence. So the thereupon happens 2,000 years later. So we cannot put for certain any specific time element in the thereupon. All we know is that there is a time element. We just don't know how long it is. So it could be that the dead in Christ will be raised maybe 5 minutes before we ourselves are raised, are made immortal. Once we are made immortal, then we'll be snatched away together. See, we're going to be snatched away together. That happens together. But they are raised first. They're in some sort of staging area. Thereupon, maybe 5 seconds later, maybe 5 minutes later, maybe 5 days later, maybe 5 weeks later. I don't know. I used to assume that I knew, but I don't. Thereupon, we the living who are surviving will at the same time. The snatching away out of the air towards Christ to be taken to our celestial realm. That happens at the same time. Okay, you understand. So I find it impossible to believe that the body of Christ that is living will not realize that the dead in Christ have been raised. I think we will know. I'll be calling Manfred. Manfred will be calling me. You'll be calling me. The dead in Christ just raised. I know. I can sense it. I'm not getting Pentecostal here on you. But in a way, I am. It's like, yes, the dead in Christ just raised. They're alive. They are alive. And because the body rejoices together, there's no way that such an amazing, rejoice-filled event like this will not be felt by other members of the body of Christ. I mean, this is an exceptional event. All the normal rules are off the table, because this is an exceptional event, obviously. And so we're going to know. We're going to know. And I'm not saying we're going to see them. I'm not saying we're going to hear them. I'm just saying we're going to sense them. Maybe we'll see them. I don't know. And it's a two-way street. They are going to be aware of us. They are going to know instantly, because they'll have the full mind of Christ where the living members of the body of Christ are. And they're going to be waiting for us in the holding area, at the train station, at the airport. They're going to be waiting for us. They're going to be at the gate. Imagine this. Let's say the holding area is some kind of invisible spirit airport. And they're going to be waiting at the gate, and then we will be changed, and then we will join the dead in Christ, and then together we will all be snatched away. This prospect is electrifying. And I swear to God, ladies and gentlemen, we have had enough suffering together. We've had enough. All the members of the body of Christ suffer together. Verse 26, 1 Corinthians 12, and whether one member is suffering, all the members are sympathizing. We've had our fill of that. But this, or when one member is being esteemed, how can you get more esteemed than being raised from the dead and being made immortal? And what happens then? All the members are rejoicing with it. The other members of the body of Christ will then be alive on the earth, and we will be rejoicing with it. We will know that they're alive. And we will be so anticipatory with such glee, such euphoric pleasure and joy, that we will know that at any moment we're going to join them. And folks, I hope it's longer than 5 seconds, because I want to savor that moment for as long as God will allow.